From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Hey, good morning. And good morning, Professor Chuck Blair.
Good morning. It's good to see you.
And I've got bling out of it, too.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh.
For my coffee collection.
Yeah, we do need to mention that Chuck brought us beautiful Cal Poly mugs.
They are beautiful.
And you can hurt someone with them. I mean, those things are stout.
A coffee cup and a weapon.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Yes.
And it matches your t-shirt this morning, I noticed.
Yeah.
Well, our colors are green and gold. Go Mustangs.
I wore this for you.
Yeah, that's it. Sure.
My slob clothes.
All right. This is what we do every morning. We do what's called the Who Cares News. You probably are familiar with it, Chuck.
And there's a lot of mornings I say, who cares?
Well, we do that every morning.
Every morning.
Every morning,
occasionally,
man.
There's a story that I like.
All right. So, ma'am, why don't you dig in? Dig in.
A website started a viral topic recently when they asked. Viral.
Viral.
Because that's what we do.
Yeah.
Society and stuff. They asked whether you'd rather date a particular celebrity or a famous character they played.
Okay. I'm game.
That's interesting. A lot
of cases. Is Halle Berry in that list? I just wanted to get that right out there.
There are no pictures up of her. Seeing any in the studio. I thought for sure there'd be one. Yeah.
That's because he has the internet.
Oh, I thought maybe you... never mind.
Never mind.
All right, so in a lot of cases, it's a really tough call. So here's some highlights.
Okay.
All right, gentlemen. Would you rather date Jennifer Aniston or Rachel from Friends?
Ooh.
Now, see, this is the Who Cares News, so most of the time, I don't even know these names.
Yeah?
So, it's like...
I'm
just...
So, I'll answer this. I'll take this. I'll take a hit.
Because I don't care.
You don't care. You know what? I think Jennifer Aniston is Rachel Green. I just think she's that character.
I do,
she plays that same character everywhere.
You'd date her regardless.
I would. I'd say Jennifer Aniston. Sure. Okay.
All right.
Are there any more besides Halle Berry? Because I don't even need to answer that one.
The answer would be...
Halle Berry.
What is Halle Berry? I'll take Halle Berry for $600.
You rigged that story, didn't you?
Yeah, sort of.
All right, so Kerry Washington or Olivia Pope from Scandal.
You know what? I love her in anything she does, but I am a Scandal fanatic. So I say, because she just had some, you know, cojones. She did.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was awesome.
And she liked popcorn and wine.
Yeah, that's all she ate. The woman for 7 years, that's all she ate was popcorn and drink wine.
So are you saying Olivia Pope?
Olivia Pope.
Okay.
Absolutely. I'm a warrior, man. I'm a warrior.
Here's one for me.
Okay.
Bradley Cooper or Jackson Maine from A Star is Born?
Who?
Well, so he was in A Star is Born. It was a movie that came with Lady Gaga.
I've never heard of these
people. Okay, all right. That's all right.
Star is Born, Kris Kristofferson, Barbara Streisand.
But that was a long time ago. It was remade.
It was a remake.
Well, that was a long time ago.
No, but...
So this is a remake from that.
Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga made this.
You're an engineer?
Yes.
So it's true what they say about engineers?
There's a lot of things that are true about us, but which one are you referring to? Like, we have life? We have no life? My wife will tell you that.
Would your wife know who A Star is Born is?
I bet she would.
She would know who Barbara Streisand is.
God, you should have had his wife here instead.
I know, right? DJ, next time, make him bring you with you.
Yeah, we'll bring her down.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Jackson Maine with Bradley Cooper's.
So you're gonna say his character?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, how he looked.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't need the whole drama crap.
Yeah, there was a lot of drama in that movie.
And the addiction stuff.
Yeah.
But I'll take the looks of
Jackson
Maine.
Don't spoil the movie. It's only been out for a year.
Okay, so let's see here.
The ship sinks.
I haven't seen it yet, and I don't care.
Yeah, we'll see. He's perfect for this, because he doesn't care.
Yeah, I really don't.
You like that.
There's no other women in here. Let's see here.
None of the stars from Lost in Space. See, the girls on Lost in Space, that would get my
attention. Okay, so which one? Lost in Space? The TV series?
Yeah.
So you're talking about...
From the 60s, you know, Irwin Allen, all the fake lights going back and forth.
So females from... we're talking about Angela Cartwright, who was a teenager. Chuck, come on.
Yeah, I was a teenager.
Well, okay, I'll give you that.
Okay, so here you go. Farrah Fawcett.
Oh.
Or what was her name?
Cheryl
Ladd.
No.
And you told me to turn my phone
down. I thought I turned it down.
Farrah Fawcett or from Charlie's Angels?
Cheryl Ladd.
Well, that wasn't her character, though.
Oh,
her name was...
Well, Farrah Fawcett was not a character name.
I'm so bad. Her name was Chris Monroe.
Farrah Fawcett or Chris Monroe.
Yeah, but that was Cheryl Ladd.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Anyway, move on.
Farrah.
All right, so drop everything.
Uh-huh.
Oprah has just revealed what she wants for her final meal.
What's that?
I'm jealous.
Yeah, I don't care.
All right, so even though she's talked about her love for bread in the past, that's not it.
It's not?
No.
What would it be?
Pasta.
Pasta's not a bad
pasta.
Choice.
Pasta.
For a last
meal.
Yeah,
but that's point heavy for somebody that sponsors a certain
weight
loss program.
Well, but see, she's cheating. What would be your last meal?
I don't know. God, so many choices. It would involve wine.
Well, Chuck, last meal?
Ribeyes.
Ooh.
That's ribeyes. A good choice. Oh. Filet mignon's a good choice.
Yeah.
Absolutely, ribeye.
Yeah.
Morgan, you're probably the one that's like, what do you want for your last meal? I don't know. What do you want to eat?
She is that way. When we go and have lunch sometimes, it's like, come to me last. She tells the waiter.
Because I'm going to order something
else. Come to me last because I don't know what I want yet.
Yeah.
Then she asks the wait staff, so which is better?
Oprah says, if we're going to choose my whole last week,
yeah,
they'd be all pasta.
All pasta?
She prefers a skillet pasta with everything together. She says it's part of the life that I grew up with.
Okay.
When I grew up, tuna casserole was one of my favorite things in the world because you get all the stuff mixed together. You can mix all the stuff together, Oprah, without it being tuna.
Is this my cue?
Oh, sure.
I don't care.
He doesn't care.
I don't
care. We should record that. And then we could use it again. Hey, it is our seventh birthday today. And I don't know what number show this is, but thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Happy birthday to you.
Can I play President Kennedy?
Happy birthday.
Right?
Boss Radio.
There you go. Okay. Okay, again, thank you to our guests today, Bland, Chuck Bland.
Yeah.
Professor Bland, thank you very much. This is a hoot.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's fun to get to meet someone.
Yeah,
you know?
It is, isn't it?
Oh, I'm glad you think so. But otherwise, you'd run me out of the studio. I don't mess with producers. Just saying. I know who runs the show here. And
we
it's not
use
just
that producer. Term producer real loose around here.
Real loose.
Real loose. All right. Have a great day. See you tomorrow. And
I got to say, though, the bitchinest radio station ever.
There, you said it.
Good job, John Van Camp.
Well, and everybody that
we
puts this on.
We care about that.
Yeah.
All the rest of the Boss Jocks, thank you guys. It's
And that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.